Can we turn to John chapter 15?
请大家打开约翰福音十五章。
When the brothers gave us this topic, I think everyone knew that we need to read some verses from John 15.
所以当我们的弟兄给我们这样一个交通的话题的时候，我们知道我们要读一下约翰福音十五章。
Very well-known chapter, and we could read it the rest of our days every day, and we would still glean more of our Lord Jesus from it.
所以我们可以每天都来读这个圣经，但是也许到我们还是会来思想。
So this morning, our brother Gang and myself, we will not exhaust this chapter.
所以今天早晨，姚刚弟兄和我并不是要说来交通这一章圣经的所有一切。
I'll be sharing a little bit this morning on abiding in Christ in our daily life.
我今天只是交通一下，怎么样在我每日的生活当中住在主的里面。
And then our brother will finish up this morning by sharing abiding in Christ corporately.
然后我们的弟兄会交通我们怎么样在聚会在团体的里面住在主的里面。
So let's just start by reading a couple verses.
所以我们开始来读一些圣经。
John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman.Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it may bear more fruit. Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. So neither can ye, except you abide in me.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我给你们讲的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。枝子若不再藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches.He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And they gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified,that ye bear much fruit, and so shall ye be my disciples.
从第五节开始，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不再藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
If you could turn with me now to Psalm 42.
请大家打开诗篇四十二章。
Psalm 42, verse 7.
四十二章七节。
It's actually a familiar verse, but it's one of those verses again that we can read over and over again, and the Lord could just continue to speak through us daily in this verse.
这是一个很熟悉的圣经，但同时也是一节圣经，我们可以。不停地来诵读，然后主会不断地向我们显现。
Psalm 42:7 says, Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterfalls. All thy waves and all thy billows are gone over me.
你的瀑布发声，深渊就以深渊响应。你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。
This verse speaks very much of the depth of our Lord Jesus.Especially when we're going through deep, troublesome times.
所以这里面就说到主向着我们的爱是何等的深。
And finally, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11.
传道书三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
传道书三章十一节
Verse 11 He that hath made everything beautiful in its time, also he hath set eternity in their heart. yet so that man cannot find out the word that God hath done from the beginning even to the end.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又叫永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
Let's just have another further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to read your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你再给我们这样的机会来读你的话语。
We do ask that you would speak to each of our hearts individually.
求你向我们每一颗心说话。
That we would be those prepared vessels that please you.
我们成为那个有预备的器皿来讨你的喜悦。
And that we could be those prepared vessels that can gather together in unity.
我们也能够成为那些有预备的器皿来合一。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, this morning it's almost a shame that we had to stop our worship time.
今天早晨我们真的是不愿意我们结束我们前面的播饼。
I believe I can speak for my brother and say that most of what I wanted to share this morning was prayed around the table.
我就像我们弟兄刚刚提到的，我下面要交通的，其实我们在祷告的时候都已经提到了。
That's how deep our Lord is. That's how wonderful He is. That we can prophesy. That we can share. That we can encourage around the Lord's table.
所以这就是我们主的爱是何等的深，它象征我们的爱是何等的广大。所以我们在交通，在擘饼聚会的时候，我们就在祷告里面。
How much sweeter that is than even me up here sharing.
所以比我在这边的交通更加甜蜜。
But do bear with me. The Lord has put a few things on my heart that I'd like to share regarding abiding in our daily life.
但是求这弟兄能够耐心，我主在我心里面真的是有。
And I'd like to start by thinking of the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
我们从主他自己的侍奉来说起。
If we're familiar with the Gospels, we know as the Lord walked this earth, many times he said to those around him, follow me.
所以当我们如果熟悉这个福音的时候，我们知道主在地上行走的时候，他很多次说，跟随我。
There were a few, then there were a few more, and then there were multitudes that followed the Lord Jesus.
有几个人开始跟随主，然后有很多的人来跟随主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if you have not yet given your life over to the Lord Jesus, I ask this morning that you would trust the Lord, give your life to Him, and follow Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还没有把自己的生命交给主的话，我求你这样做，来跟随他。
And if you don't know what that means exactly, find someone after this meeting, or if you need to find someone right now, say, what does it mean to give my life over to Jesus? What does it mean to be saved?
你如果还不清楚这里面的含义的话，你现在或者是聚会以后，你都可以找弟兄姊妹说，来住在主里面，来跟随主是什么意思？
Following the Lord Jesus is absolutely the key to our life on this earth.
我们活在这个世上的一个秘诀，就是说跟随主。
Just before he leaves, Jesus says, one more time, follow me.
当主离世的时候，他再一次说，跟随我。
But what's interesting about our Lord's time here on this earth is that as he approached the last days, only a few remained. Many had started to follow, but some had started to fall away.
但是当主离世的那个时候，其实我们可以看到很多的人已经离开了主。
And this is when the Lord could get deep, could really speak to the disciples in their heart and say, look, there's something deeper, there's something more important than just following.
所以那在那个时候就是主的时间，他可以对他的门徒来说一些更深的话，就说让他们说认识到怎么样来住在主的里面。
And that's where we see this passage where he speaks of abide in me.
所以这我们看到这样一个圣经来谈到住在主的里面。
You know, brothers and sisters, in his arrogance, Satan despises followers of the Lord Jesus.
因着骄傲，撒旦不喜欢跟随主的人。
And if we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we are saved. We can't lose our salvation.
当我们接受主成为我们个人的救主的时候，我们就得救了，我们不会失去我们的救恩。
But Satan still wants to attack.
但是撒旦还是要来攻击我们。
He wants to keep Christians shallow, superficial, and infantile.
他愿意这个基督徒成为一个肤浅的，表面上的，是一个婴儿一样的一个基督徒。
Now that you're saved, be good, pay your taxes, go to church, do all those good things. You're a good guy.
撒旦会说你现在已经得救了，你只要付你的税去聚会你就好了。
He likes Christians that don't have deep roots abiding in the Lord Jesus.
他不愿意基督徒有近身来扎根在主的里面。
Now, Satan has an ally in this warfare.
撒旦在这个征战当中有他的同盟军。
And sometimes we think, well, is it his angels? You know, what does he use to keep us shallow and superficial?
当然我们也许会想到这是他的使者，他让我们来做一个肤浅的基督徒。
Unfortunately, his greatest ally is our flesh.
但是不幸的是他的同盟是我们自己的肉体。
Our own good works, our own sin.
甚至是我们的罪或者是我们的一些好的工作。
And because this flesh is not dealt with, we remain shallow, superficial, and infantile.
如果我们的肉体不能得到对付，我们就会成为肤浅的、表面的和婴儿一样的基督徒。
So I don't want this to be depressing. And the Lord put 5 thoughts on my heart of how we can go deeper with the Lord.
我不愿意你感到沮丧，主让我看到我们有五点怎么样来住在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, if we're in a crossroads in our life right now and we really see, wow, I am kind of superficial and I am still infantile. Lord, where do I go from here?
如果我们站在我们人生的十字路口，我们现在觉得我们还像婴孩一样，还是很肤浅，我们就会求主说，主，我应该从怎么样走？
Well, the Lord impressed upon me 5 thoughts of how to go deeper.
主给我看到这五个
how to abide.
点怎么样来住在主的里面
？How do we mature？
怎么样来成熟
？The first word that the Lord gave me was this of repentance.
第一个是悔改。
And again, Satan likes for our good flesh to come up and say, "You don't need to repent. What have you done today that really needs repentance?"
撒旦往往来引诱我们说，你今天做得很好，你没有什么事需要悔改。
One of the easiest things for Christians to do is point fingers. Well, what's that person doing? Boy, there's a lot of sin going on over here.
我们很多时候喜欢来指责别人，为什么这个基督徒做这样的事？这边有很多的罪。
I think one of the strongest examples in the Bible of the need for repentance is in the story of David, King David.
圣经里面最需要悔改的一个很好的一个故事就是大卫。
King David, a man after God's own heart, sinned.
大卫虽然他是知道主心意的人，还是犯罪了。
In a way, he was kind of in a shallow time of his life.
他在他的生命当中是一个肤浅的一个阶段。
In 2 Samuel chapter 11.
在撒母耳记下十一章。
Wars were going okay. He was sending his generals out. His boys were growing up. They were starting to take some responsibility. Things were going well.
征战好像他也能够得胜。然后他的儿子们也长大来帮他做一些事情，所以好像事情都很好。
Most of us know the story. He let his guard down. He fell to his flesh and he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
所以他就和拔示巴犯了奸淫的罪。
And I don't want to go into the story for time's sake, but we know the story and the prophet Nathan came to him.
但是先知拿单来到他的面前。
And I'm sure David, Nathan, how are you doing?
大卫就在说拿单今天怎么样
Nathan says I have a story for you. Great, I like stories. Is it about the Lord? Even better.
他说那拿单就跟他说我有一个故事要告诉你大卫说很好如果有一个故事如果更好的如果是一个故事是有关主的话
And Nathan tells this story of a rich man who had so many lambs but he had a guest and he needed to offer a lamb as a meal for his guest.
所以拿单就讲到这样一个故事就有一个富人他有很多的牛羊但是他有一个客人他要说他要杀一个羊来招待他
So the rich man didn't want to waste any of his own so he went to a poor man who only had one lamb took his lamb killed it gave it to his
但是这个富人他不愿意来浪费他任何的羊他就找到一个穷人那个穷人只有一个羊他就把那个羊杀了来招待他的客人
David says this is a horrible story
大卫说这个一个很可怕的故事
We need to do something. That man needs to repay fourfold.
他就说这个人要受惩罚要付四倍
And here it is, brothers and sisters. Nathan looked at David and says, You are the man.
那拿单就指着大卫说你就是那人
Oh, David was crushed. He knew exactly. His whole situation with Bathsheba was exposed.
大卫一下就崩溃了, 因为他和拔示巴的罪一下就被显明了。
David's the king. He's done so many good things for the Lord. He could have immediately, you know, just discounted Nathan. Nathan, and many kings did. Nathan, be gone. I don't like your prophecy. I don't like your stories.
大卫他其实是作为一个王做了很多的好事，他可以忽视拿单所说的话，就说你走开吧，不过我不喜欢听你的预言。But
instead, David repented.
但是大卫悔改了。
Psalm 51, it's one of the beautiful psalms of repentance. I'd write it down, I'd use it, I think I mention it almost every time I share.
所以他就写了那个诗篇51篇，是一个很好的悔改的诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, let's not think of David, what about you and I?
让我们弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要想大卫，让我们来看我们自己。
We are the man.
我们就是那人。
Brothers and sisters, we have sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们犯了罪。
The Lord forgives us our sins, 1 John 1:9.
主已经宽恕了我们罪,
but we need to repent.
但是我们需要悔改。
I'll use some very strong examples.
我可能用一个比较强的一个例子。
We see in the news and we hear about abortion. And, oh, it's a horrible thing, and it is.
当我们看到那个新闻里面流产的事,
people killing unborn children.
人来杀掉那些还没出生的婴儿。
What does it mean, we are the man? We don't engage in that.
你为什么说我们就是那人呢? 我们并没有做这样的事。
Brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹,
grandparents, parents.
甚至是做祖父母的。
Friends.
做朋友的。
If we put a focus on our children's ACT, SAT scores, the university that they're going to attend, the music they play, the sports they play, the community service that they do, we are offering them up to this world, and they are dying.
当我们把我们的注意力放在我们孩子的入学考试，他们进大学，他们的那个社会活动上面，我们就要把我们的儿女放在这个世界的里面。
We were put on this earth to live spiritually, and yet we kill that spiritual life in our focuses throughout the day and throughout our life.
我们应该是在这个世界里面过一个属灵的生活，但是我们却把我们那个里面的灵的那个生命杀死了。
So much in the news is talked about unholy marriages.
这个新闻里面讲到很多不圣洁的婚姻。
But brothers and sisters, what about you and I?
但是弟兄姊妹,
we're to be married,
我们怎么又怎么样呢?
We're to be married with Christ, to Christ.
我们是要作为心腹来献给我们的主。
But if we're married to our work, if we're married to our families, if we're married to anything other than the Lord Jesus, then we have an unholy union.
但是当我们和我们结婚的对象是我们的工作，我们的家庭的时候，那我们就是在一个不圣洁的婚姻的里面。This
isn't to get us down, it's just to remind us we are the man and we need to repent.
这只是在提醒我们说，我们就是那人，我们需要悔改。And
as we do that, we go deeper in the Lord and we begin to abide in Him.
当我们有这样的意识的时候，我们就更进深地进到主的里面。The
second point to repentance, this is to repentance, I got 3 points.
我们还是讲到悔改，所以悔改里面的第二点是
it needs to be a constant confession. A constant repentance. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's not wait till the end of the day.
我们不能够等到一天结束。The
Lord isn't offended if we sin as long as we repent quickly.
我们只有说当我们犯罪以后马上悔改。If
we are not repenting, we're killing our conscience.
当我们不悔改的时候，我们就杀死了我们的良心。How
can we make the right decisions in a day if we're living in sin?
当我们活在罪的里面，我们怎么可能在一天当中做一个正确的决定？
Tomorrow when we get, I'm going to say when, not if, when we get mad at our boss,
明天当我们对我们的老板有意见的时候，
repent immediately.
你需要立刻悔改。Who
am I to judge? Lord, forgive me.
我能够来判断谁呢? 主，求你宽恕我。So
that repentance must be moment by moment. Not, don't let yourself get down and you become totally focused on sin, but just get on the right track immediately.
所以我们的悔改必须是每时每刻的，不是说我们需要把我们的焦点注意在我们的罪上面。And
the last point about repentance is, let's be specific with our confession.
当我们悔改的时候，我们也需要很详尽。
You know, it's very easy to say, maybe at the end of the day or maybe at lunch, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Amen.
所以也许你可以很简单的在一天结束的时候或者吃中饭的时候很笼统的说主求你宽恕我的罪。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I grew up in a Christian home. That was the easiest prayer for me. I could tell my parents all the time, yep, I confess today.
那我出生在一个基督的家里，这是一个最容易做的事情。我可以告诉我父母说，是的，我今天已经悔改了。
When you see David's confession in the Psalms, you say he is specific. You see he's specific.
你看到大卫在诗篇里面的悔改，他是很详细的。
Because if we are not specific and we have a general confession, it can actually build up the flesh again.
因为如果我们不详细，而是含糊其辞的话，我们的肉体就被建立。
It makes us feel good. Well, I confess. I'm good again.
就让我们自我感觉良好。我今天已经悔改了。
When we're specific, we're dealing personally with the Lord.
当我们很详尽的认罪的时候，我们就来对付我们的自己。
Specific repentance is deep.
详尽的悔改是一个近身的一个表现。
In going deep, the second point that the Lord put on my heart is that we are to seek Him.
第二点，我们是需要来寻求主。
We need to seek the Lord.
我们需要来寻求主。
There's a little twist to this, though.
但是有一点点的变化。
We need to seek the Lord for His sake.
我们来需要寻求主的心意。
My little 18-month-old seeks me out all the time because he wants stuff.
我的16个月的那个儿子，他整天来找我，因为他需要我给他做什么。
But he's an infant.
但是他是一个婴孩。
Brothers and sisters, as we get older, as we go deep with the Lord, as we mature, we seek the Lord for His sake and for His pleasure.
但是当我们晋升，当我们成熟的时候，我们需要来寻求主，来寻求他的心意。
You know, Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden and they sinned, the Lord had to come seeking them out.
当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯罪的时候，主需要来寻找他们。
May the Lord show us that he would rather us seek him out.
但是让主向我们显明，他其实心里面是愿意我们来寻求他。
For his sake.
为着他的心意。
And that leads to a very practical way of seeking the Lord.
那从行为的上面来说，我们怎么样来寻求主。
And forgive me, there's a lot of discussion about when is the best time to seek the Lord, but I'm going to be bold enough to say,We must seek the Lord in the morning.
虽然我们可以来讨论说什么时候是寻求主最好的时候，但是我愿意壮胆来说，我们应该在清晨起来就寻求主。
We read in Ecclesiastes that the Lord put eternity in our hearts.
我们在传道书里面，我们说到主把他的心意放在我们的里面。
Well, then we need to seek Him in His eternity.
所以我们要在永生里面。来寻求他。
And we can't wait.
我们不能够等候。
I think of it this way. You know, plants, speaking of abiding, if a plant goes from the 60 degree morning before the sun's risen, and all of a sudden it's 101, just immediately, it's going to be scorched. It's going to die.
你就想有一个植物，如果早晨的时候是60度，然后突然一下温度就变到101度，你就想那个植物肯定马上就会焦掉。
The same thing with us spiritually.If we think we're going to wake up and just jump into the day, we're going to be scorched.
当我们想我们早上起来，然后就进入我们每天的生活的时候，我们就会被烧焦。
May the Lord give us the grace to wake up in the morning to wait on the Lord.
让主给我们这样一个看见啊，我们需要早晨起来就来等候我们的主，来寻求我们的主。
Now this may mean we need to change some priorities.
这个也许意味着我们需要来重新安排我们一天生活的优先次序。
We can't go to bed at 2 in the morning and expect to wake up and have a quiet time before we go off to work or school.
我们不能说我们早晨两点钟才睡觉，然后我们指望我们五点钟起来就可以去上学。
Ask the Lord, Lord, what do I need to do? Show me how I can wake up early in the morning. Maybe we need to cut some things off in the evening time.
来寻求我们的主说，主让我看见怎么样我可以能够来早起。也许我们晚上有一些活动我们要放弃。
As we seek the Lord in the cool of the morning, we will be able to survive the heat of the day.
当我们在早晨在凉爽当中来寻求我们主的时候，我们就能够在一天的热度当中能够活下来。
And lastly, we must seek moment by moment.
最后一点，寻求主也是每时每刻的。
You ever notice the pagan religions do much better at this? They look for the divine, they look for all these things in all the things of the day.
我们看到甚至外邦人在这点上面都比我们强，因为他们每天都会寻求天意，甚至占卜。
And yet often in our lives we compartmentalize, where we put God in a box and we say, well, we'll seek him here and we'll seek him here, but I can't in this business meeting.
但是我们往往把我们的生活划分，把主只放在当中的一小部分一个区间里面，说现在我在开一个生意上面的会，所以我不能够寻求主。
Number three, it does no good to seek the Lord if we do not find him.
但是当我们不能够找到主的时候，寻求主就没有意义。
We have kids and they like to play hide and go seek.
我们的孩子喜欢玩捉迷藏。
It's a great game until they can't find anybody.
这是一个很好的一个游戏，但是当他们找不到任何人的时候，
It gets very boring very fast.
那就很。
Have you ever thought about when we seek the Lord, we must find him?
但是当我们寻求主的时候，我们必须找见他。
We have promises in the scripture.In Proverbs and Jeremiah, we won't turn there for time's sake, but it says, if we seek the Lord with a whole heart, we will find him.
当我们用心来寻求主的时候，我们就必然寻见他。
If we seek him diligently, we will find him.
若专心寻求主，就必寻见。
Where can we find him?
我们怎么样来寻见他呢？
In the morning when we're reading the Bible, when we're reading his word, he's there.
当我们早晨来读他的话语的时候，他就在那里。
You know, little kids have books, and they have pop-up books. The little things pop up when they open the pages.
你看那个小孩，他们有这样的一个书，当他们把那个书打开的时候，里面的东西就会翻，就会跳起来。
When we read the scripture in the morning, we need the Lord to pop out at us.
当我们早晨读经的时候，我们也需要我们的主。
And he's saying, you found me.
就是向我们说，你已经找见我了。
We're not to read the Bible just to read the words. The Lord is to pop out at us.
我们读圣经不是只是寻求他的话语，而是让主向我们显现。
Brothers and sisters, we need to find him in prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也需要在我们的祷告当中来寻见他。
When we pray, wait for the answer. Wait to find him.
当我们祷告以后，让我们来等候他向我们的回应，来等候他向我们显现。
Our Lord Jesus was a great example of that. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed.
我们的主在哥西马逊园里面就给我们树立一个好的榜样，他祷告。
And then he got up and he went forward.
他祷告。
Why? Because he had a word from the Father.
因为他从父神那里得到话语。
He sought his Father's will.
他看到父神的心意。
And the Father said, go forth.
而父神也让他就这样前行。
Thirdly, we can find him in the events of the day. Find him in the little things.
我们也可以在每天的杂事当中来寻见他。
The Lord is always speaking. The smallest of events. If we're seeking him in the smallest of events, we will find him in the smallest of events.
主在最小的事上向我们说话，我们也可以在最小的事上来寻见他。
And I just want to mention this. I know brother will share about this, but find him in fellowship.
我知道我们弟兄会交通这一点，但是我也想很快提一下，我们也在聚会当中来寻见他。
When we fellowship, be bold to share and be humble to listen.
当我们聚会的时候，我们要壮胆和弟兄姊妹的交通，我们也要谦卑来听弟兄姊妹的交通。
Great guiding principles when we're gathering together and fellowshipping.
这是我们一个聚会的一个很好的原则。
Fourthly,Brothers and sisters,
第四点
as we abide with the Lord personally, we will begin to mourn, as it says in the Beatitudes.
当我们住在主的里面的时候，我们就会变成一个哀痛的人。
This is actually a very precious promise.
这是一个很宝贵的应许。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Brothers and sisters, do we mourn that we are so superficial and so shallow?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是肤浅的话，我们能够哀痛吗
？Tell the Lord that I'm shallow and I'm superficial and it makes and I mourn for that.
告诉我们的主，我是肤浅的，而我也因此哀痛。
And he will come in and reveal himself.
他会向我们显现他自己。
And we need to mourn for the condition of the church today.
我们要为着教会的光景哀痛。
Last but not least, we need to forsake not the assembly.
最后一点, 我们不可停止聚会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if we are not abiding in the Lord,
如果没有住在主的里面,
if we are not going deep in our daily life with the Lord,
我们没有在我们日常生活当中晋升进到我们主的里面的话,
it doesn't matter how many meetings we go to.
我们不管去多少的聚会都没有用。
Just because we're in attendance doesn't mean that we're assembling.
我们仅仅只是出席，并不意味着我们是聚会。
We can think of it this way. Flesh meets with flesh.
我们可以说这是肉体和肉体的聚会。
But the Spirit meets with the Spirit.
但是只有在灵里面才能和灵和灵才能够有聚会。
That's what we witnessed this morning.
这是我们今天早晨所看到的。
Because it was Spirit gathering with Spirit.
因为我们看到 灵和灵的聚集,
a spirit of unity.
是合一的灵。
So brothers and sisters, how do we do this?
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们到底怎么样, 应该怎么样行呢?
And I'm ending with this, 2 Corinthians 5:14, you don't need to turn to it.
哥林多后书5章4节。
It simply says, the love of Christ compels us.
而主基督的爱激励我们。
Brothers and sisters, these five things I mentioned, we can't do on our own.
我所提到的这五点，我们不能靠着我们自己。
But as we experience the love of the Lord Jesus, He will compel us to go to that next step.
但是当我们经历主的爱的时候，基督的爱就激励我们。
He will compel us to go deeper.
让我们能够晋升。
And that depth that the Lord is bringing us to will meet the depth of Christ.
而主的深，就让我们能够深深地进入到主的爱里面。
And the eternity that is placed in our heart.
而我们心里面的永生
will be open to the eternity of Christ.
也会向着主的永生打开。
The love of Christ compels us to go deep.
主的爱激励我们晋升。
But we must be willing to repent.
但是我们必须要愿意悔改。
To seek the Lord.
来寻求主。
We must find the Lord.
必须寻见主。
We must mourn.
我们必须哀痛。
And we must assemble together.
我们也必须有聚会。
The love of Christ will compel us to do this.
基督的爱会激励我们如此行。
We can trust Him.
我们可以信托他。
The days are too short for us to remain shallow, brothers and sisters.
时间短促，弟兄姊妹。 我们不能够成为一个肤浅的基督徒。
It is time for us to go deep.
愿我们大家在基督里面有晋升。
May the Lord give us grace and mercy to do that.
愿主给我们他的恩典。
Thank the Lord for allowing us to share on abiding in Him.
前面Chip弟兄交通了个人如何来学习住在主里面。
Our brother Chip just shared with us how to personally abide in Him.
愿意接着弟兄继续来交通团体在主里面的学习。
And following his sharing, I'd like to share about abiding in Him corporately.
我们在弟兄信息一开始的时候，我们读了 约翰福音第15章。
And at the beginning of our brother's sharing, we already read the Gospel according to John chapter 15.
我们从主的话里，我们知道常住在主里面是主耶稣的呼召和嘱咐。
And from the scripture, we know that this is God's calling and He has a promise for us.
主的话说，你们要常在我里面。
And in His word, He tells us that we are to abide in Him.
感谢主， 弟兄领事的时候就给我们更详细的交通了，在英文里面的abide和在中文里面我们翻译圣经里翻译的是常在我里面。
And we thank the Lord, our brother during the singing time also explained to us this word abide. What does it mean?
那么住在主里面，我们弟兄说到 abide 有持守有等候有盼望。
And he spoke of how abiding that we are to wait. We are waiting with expectation.
那么主向我们有这样的呼召，如果我们愿意响应主的这个呼召，我们愿意接受主的这个托付。
And the Lord, he has his calling. If we are willing to receive his calling and his entrustment.
那么主有一个宝贵的应许，是我也常在你们里面，我的话也常住在你们里面。
Then he has a very precious promise that he will abide in us and will abide in us constantly.
那么从约翰福音第十五章主的话，我们还可以清楚看到一点，多次提到你们要多结果子。
And also in John 15, we see that it is repeated often that we are to bear much fruit.
那么我们知道，哦，主不仅是要让一个一个单独的枝子来连接在主自己这个真葡萄树上。
We know that the Lord doesn't want just many individual fruits to be connected to Him, the true vine.
而是要众多的枝子都连在这真葡萄树上。
But He wants many branches all to be connected to this vine.
主要得着的不仅仅是个人的见证，更是团体的见证，他的身体的见证。
What the Lord doesn't, what He wants is not just individual testimony, but testimony of the corporate body.
在旧约的时代，我们知道神把他的选民以色列这个葡萄树从埃及挪出去，栽在他所应许的迦南美地。
We know that in the Old Testament, God's people, His nation, they were the ones who were put into the land of the promised land into Canaan.
我们知道这是住在主里面的预表，住在基督里的预表。
We know that this is an illustration or a symbol of abiding, of living in Christ.
那么神是要借着以色列这个祭司的国度的见证来使万国万民归向神。
And God wanted to use this priestly nation as an example so that all other nations would come to bow down before him.
然而以色列没有能够这样结出丰盛的果子使神得着荣耀。
However, Israel was not able to bear abundant fruit so that God may gain glory.
在新约的时代，主把我们每一个蒙恩救得救的人从世界里拯救出来。
In the New Testament, God has now saved all of us out of the world.
要种枝子藏在葡萄树上。
And he has now grafted us into the vine.
正像种枝体连接于元首基督。
Just as all members now are put together in his body.
神的旨意仍然是要教会多结果子，把基督丰盛的生命彰显出来。
His purpose is that all the members may be attached so that he may gain the glory.
让父得着荣耀。
So that Father, the Father may gain the glory.
所以我们真是知道，枝子连接在葡萄树上，我们住在主里面，不论从个人还是从团体，只有一个目的，就是为了让父神得着荣耀。
So as all branches are grafted into the vine, it is for no other purpose but for God to gain the glory.
我们弟兄刚才跟我们交通到悔改和伤哀痛。
And our brother just shared with us in the issue of repentance and mourning.
不管是作为个人还是作为团体，我们是不是真是天天的时时的连接在耶稣基督上？
Whether individually or corporately, are we daily abiding in Him?
我们当悔改。
We ought to repent.
为我们自己的软弱和失败来悔改。
We need to repent from our own failures and weaknesses.
为历世历代众圣徒在主面前没有让神得着这样的荣耀，没有为主结出这样丰满的果子，我们来悔改。
We need to repent of all the generations past that did not give God the glory or His fruits.
为着以色列没有能够为着成就神的旨意而悔改。
For Israel not able to accomplish God's will, we need to repent.
因为是父神的，我们是父神被得罪了。
Because it is the Father who has been wronged.
因为是神所创造的人，是父神的心伤痛。
Because of His creation, the Father's heart is now hurt.
所以我们当悔改，我们当伤痛。
So we ought to repent and ought to mourn.
施柏克弟兄在基督这葡萄树的荣耀里面有一句话，他说
Brother T. Austin Sparks, regarding the glory of the Father, he has a phrase.
葡萄树团体的存在就是为着父神的荣耀。
It is the glory or the glorifying of the Father for which the vine corporately exists.
同时这个葡萄树团体的活着并多结果子就是父神得着荣耀。
He is glorified in that which is the fruit or issue of existence of the vine.
但是住在主里面这个是一个很大很深的题目。
Now, of course, abiding in him is a very large and deep topic.
我愿意仅仅就着今年我们旧约读经组周五晚上的查经中我们一同弟兄姊妹一同来查这个新约的教会书信。
And so this year, together with, on Friday nights with my Bible study group, we are studying the New Testament.
在新约的教会书信特别是约翰一书的一点领受来交通团体如何住在主里面的学习。
For some of the epistles in the New Testament, we are reading about how the church is to live, abide in him.
主要的根据呢主要是从约翰一书的一点点的领受。
From a little bit of what I have received in the book of 1 John.
第一点是将从起初听见的常存在心里就必住在主里面。
And so in 1 John, the verse that says, As for you, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you will abide in the Son and in the Father.
我们读了这个约翰一书一章的约翰一书二章二十四节，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
And so we'll again read 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. As for you, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning.
什么是从起初听见的？
What is what you have heard from the beginning?
就是神的话。
That is God's word.
就是约翰一书一章一节说到的从起初原有的生命之道。
What was from the beginning concerning the word of life from 1 John 1:1.
今年的西安特会里彭弟兄有的信息里面交通了一个在旧约时代神的百姓把神的话存在心里一同住在主里面的一个美好的例子。
In this year's WCCC, Brother Ted Peng, he had a sharing of an example of a group of people in the Old Testament who hid his word in their hearts.
在尼希米中记载了。
And this was recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
当被掳回归的以色列民修完了耶路撒冷的城墙以后。
After the remnants had returned from captivity and they have rebuilt the wall.
众人聚集如同一人要求文士以斯拉为他们读神的话。
All gathered as one man and they requested Ezra to read from God's word.
弟兄在信息里和我们交通。
And the brother he shared with us.
他说以往都是君王和官长要百姓来读神的话。
In the past it was the king or the official who asked the people to read God's word.
这次是百姓聚集如同一人一同主动的要求先知为他们读神的话。
Now it was the people who gathered as one man requesting the prophet, to read his word.
我们弟兄刚才跟我们交通这是寻求。
As our brother had earlier shared with us, this is to seek.
他们听了神的话他们明白了神的心意就一同悔改在神的面前他们一同哀哭。
And once they heard and they obeyed and then together they mourned.
他们一同照着主的话来守祝棚节。
And together in obeying God's word they held Passover.
在尼希米记八章第十七节中记载说从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日以色列人没有这样行于是众人大大喜乐。
And so in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 17 it says the sons of Israel had indeed not done so from the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day and there was great rejoicing.
众人一同同心渴慕寻求神的话语。
All people together they sought after God's word.
并照着去行。
And they did accordingly.
这就是住在主里面的见证。
This is a testimony of abiding in the Lord.
所以圣灵在圣经里面就记载了说从约书亚到尼希米这近一千年的时间没有像这一次神的见证在地上如此大大的显明。
And so the Bible does tell us that it had been already about 1,000 years. And so now the Lord's heart was greatly, he was full of joy.
神的心喜乐了众人 也就大大的喜乐。
Because God's heart was full of joy, now all people's hearts were also full of joy.
到了新约的时代，我们可以清楚的知道。
And so in the New Testament, we also see clearly.
起初所听见的就是道成肉身的主耶稣基督自己。
And so that which we have heard and seen in the flesh is our Lord Jesus.
福音就是主的自己。
The gospel is the Lord himself.
教会诞生以后，在五旬节诞生以后。
After the church came to be born at Pentecost.
那么在使徒行传第二章四十二节。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
说门徒们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼祈祷。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
使徒的教训就是神的话。
The apostles' teaching is the word of God.
初期的教会正是把他们从起初听见的存在心里，住在主里面的这么样一个身体的见证。
The early church, they were abiding in the Lord and had this testimony because they kept to the apostles' teaching, his word.
刚才弟兄跟我们交通到，当我们一同聚集来读主的话的时候，
Our brother earlier shared with us, when we gather together to read his word,
我们真是知道，我们读的不是知识，不是律法，不是条文，而是从圣经里面，我们要得着并存在心里的正是主自己。
Then we come to know that what we are reading is not merely words, knowledge, or commands, but that it is His word so that it can be our life.
如果我们是从圣经的话语里得着了主的自己，我们就必住在主里。
If when we read His word, we gain He, our Lord Himself, then we are abiding in Him.
第二点愿意交通是遵守主的命令，活在彼此相爱的实际当中，就住在主里面。
The second point that I want to share about is that the reality of his commandment is to love one another. This is abiding in him.
在约翰一书第三章二十三到二十四节是这样说。
In 1 John 3:23-24 it says,
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面。神也住在他里面。
This is his commandment that we believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commandment abides in him and he in him.
在约翰一书四章十六节里说。
In 1 John 4:16 says,
神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
所以从我们刚才读的圣经告诉我们，我们看见神的命令，第一个就是信耶稣基督的名。
And so from his words we read that his very first commandment is that we are to believe in the name of his son.
约翰一书四章十五节说。
In 1 John 4:15 it tells us,
凡认耶稣为神儿子的神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
这让我们有何等的把握和确据。
This gives us such assurance and a guarantee.
只要我们持守对主耶稣基督的信心，我们就蒙神保守，住在神的里面。
As long as we hold fast to faith in him, then he abides in us.
我们常常软弱，我们没有办法让我们自己来守住我们当守的地位，持守在住在主里面。
We are often so very weak, it is difficult for us to hold ourselves in that position of abiding in him.
但神的话告诉我们，凡认耶稣为神儿子的。
But the Bible tells us that for all who believe in his name,
他就住在神里面。
He abides in him.
是神的恩典和怜悯天天的来持守我们能够住在神。
It is His grace and His mercy who constantly holds us abiding in Him.
因着我们的信心。
Through our faith.
同时，这也让我们看见另外一点。
At the same time, we see another point.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的这些蒙恩得救的人。
For all those who believe in the name of His Son and those who are saved.
都是神的儿女，都住在主里面。
Are all His children and all abide in him.
刚才一开始弟兄在领诗的时候就提醒我们。
And our brother who led the songs, he also reminded us.
既然是主所接纳的，既然是蒙主所爱的。
All who are accepted and loved by God.
既然我们里面都有同样一个生命。
Since we all have that same life.
就是主的生命。
Which is our Lord's life.
我们就不能够因为国家、语言、地位、学历的不同，我们有分门别类。
Then we cannot have any separation just because of nation, of language, of race, or of scholarship, in Him.
甚至不能够因为聚会的方式的不同，或者是对神的话语、对真理的理解的不同，我们就彼此分开。
And also, we can have no separation just because of the different ways that we meet or our different interpretation of His Word.
我们就要一同在爱里面，住在主里面。
Together, in love, we are to abide in Him.
这是主的命令。
This is God's command.
如果我们遵守主的命令，我们就必住在主里面。
If we obey His command, then we are abiding in Him.
刚才弟兄的信息里面跟我们交通到一点，说是基督的爱激励我。
And in our brother's sharing, he says that it is Christ's love that constrains and encourages us.
是的，我们真是愿意活在彼此相爱的里面。
Yes, we are willing to live in a life of loving one another.
但是我们里面没有爱。
But in us, we have no love.
我主要说我自己里面真是何等感觉是缺乏这种爱。
And I speak of myself that I know inside of me I lack this love.
常常的在家里面这一切的争执，我就明白这是因为我缺乏爱的缘故。
Oftentimes at home, because of a little bit of strife, I realize that I lack love.
在聚会的服事里面，当我知道有弟兄姊妹需要被探访、需要被扶持的时候，而我没有按照这个感动立刻就去的时候，我知道是因为我缺乏。
And so oftentimes in church service, when I know somebody needs to have a visit or to be cared for, I know and I recognize that I lack this love.
我们住在主里面，我们要遵守主的命令，这个爱是从神来的。
For us to abide in Him, to hold fast to His command, we realize that this love is from God.
是基督的爱激励。
It is the love of Christ that constrains us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们在十字架上死了。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us.
神的爱就再次向我们显明。
And His love again appears to us.
这不是我们彼此相爱，不是因着我们里面有这种情感上的爱。
We love one another not just because we have an emotion of love.
不是因为我们看彼此可爱。
It's not because we look at one another as lovable.
而是这是那属天的爱。
Because this is heavenly love.
是 agape 的爱。
This is a love that's an agape love.
我们遵守主的命令，活在彼此这样的相爱的实际里面，以神接上耶稣基督这爱的源头，我们能够用神的爱来彼此相爱。
As we obey His commands and as we tap into the source of love, then we can love one another.
其实如果我们仔细读圣经，刚才我们交通到的那两个旧约和新约的例子。
And so if you read the Bible carefully, those two examples that we gave, one from the Old and one from the New Testament.
刚才我们交通到在尼希米记当中所记载的以色列民守住棚节的那个经历。
When we read the example of Nehemiah as they held the feast of the Passover,
我们看见，当以色列民明白了神的话语，他们悔改在神面前哀哭的时候。
When the Israelites, when they came to understand God's word and started to mourn and repent,
尼希米和以斯拉对以色列百姓说，今日是神的圣日，不要哭泣。
Nehemiah and Ezra told the people, Today is a sacred day unto the Lord, do not weep.
要他们来守住棚节。
Now that they are to hold fast to the feast.
在尼希米记第八章第十节和第十二节里面记录了他们当时的这个一个 具体的细节。
And so in Nehemiah chapter 8, 10 through 12, it gives us the details of their celebration.
第十节说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的，就分给他。
It says, go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared.
十二章就记载了，众民都去吃喝，也分给人。大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
And so in verse 12, it says, all the people went away to eat, to drink, to send portions, and to celebrate a great festival, because they now understood the words.
我们听见了主彼此相爱的命令。
Now we have heard God's command to love one another.
我们也明白了神从起初启示我们的话。
And we also understand the word that had been revealed to us in the beginning.
就应当有这样彼此相爱的实际能够活出来。
Now we need to live out the reality of loving one another.
我们刚才提到在初期教会。
And we also talked about the early church.
初期教会在使徒行传第二章，在恒心遵守使徒的教训，刚才我们读的那个经节以后。
And also in Acts chapter 2, after the passage that we had just read about the early church continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship,
还有两节、就是、
There are two more verses.
二章四十四和四十五节
44 and 46.
说到信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. They began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need.
圣经里面记载说耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
当这样的爱的实际活出来的时候，
When the reality of this love is lived out.
当这样的住在主里面的见证活出来的时候，
When the testimony of abiding in the Lord is lived out.
神的心喜乐。
Then God's heart is full of joy.
百姓的心也就大。
And the people's heart will be full of joy as well.
这是彭弟兄在西安特会的信息里特别跟我们强调的。
And this is what Brother Ted Peng in his message emphasized.
第三点。
The third point.
按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
We are to abide in him under the teaching of the anointing.
这是约翰一书二章二十七节。
This is in 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
And also in John 14:25.
这是主耶稣自己的话。
This is the Lord's word, his own words.
圣灵要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
我们感谢我们的主把圣灵赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us His Holy Spirit.
让这个圣灵内住在我们里面，时时的来教导我们，来教训我们。
It is the indwelling Spirit that constantly teaches us and leads us.
刚才弟兄跟我们交通到一个点，叫做谦卑。
And earlier, our brother had shared with us a point about humility.
当我们在主面前悔改的时候，当我们为着没有这样的爱的实际，我们悔改在主面前的时候
，When we repent before the Lord and repent before Him regarding our condition of lacking love，
我们只有谦卑地来到主的面前。
We can only humbly come before Him。
我们说我们愿意顺从圣灵的带领和教导
，And say that we are willing to follow His teaching and His leading。
如果我们在凡事上能够顺服圣灵的带领和管理
If we are willing to accept the leading of the Spirit in all things
我们就住在主里
Then we are abiding in Him
这是神话的应许
This is the promise of His word
主的生命就能够从我们身上活出来
Then His life can be lived out from us
从团体来说
in, So corporately speaking
团体的如果我们要学习明白圣灵的恩膏的教训，学习顺从圣灵的带领。
If we are to learn to follow the teaching of the Holy of the indwelling Spirit and the leading of the Spirit，
就是在聚会当中一同来学习 彼此配搭服侍。
Then we are to learn it in service together in the body.
在服侍的里面，我们可以发现。
And in service, we come to know.
我们是如何的没有忍耐。
How we lack patience.
没有恩赐。
How we have no gifts.
如何容易喜欢自夸。
And it's so easy for us to boast.
容易嫉妒。
It's easy for us to be jealous.
容易发怒。
Easy for us to be angry.
容易论断别人。
And we judge others.
那就是计算别人的恶。
And that is, we are counting others offending us.
总之就是没有住在爱。
And that is that we have no, we are not abiding in love.
以弗所书五章第二十一节说。
In Ephesians 5:21 it says,
当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
只有我们先有敬畏主的心。
We need to first have a fear of Christ.
我们在这里不是来侍奉人。
Here we are not serving man.
我们也不是来做任何的工作。
And we're not doing any particular work.
我们是在侍奉永生神。
We are serving the living God.
当我们有这样的敬畏基督的心，我们就有一个态度，就是仆人仰望主人的手，使女仰望主母的手，直到他怜悯我们。
So when we have that attitude of fear and honor of Christ, then we will have that attitude of a servant looking to the hand of his master, as the maid servant looking to the hand of her mistress, until the Lord shows us mercy.
我们先顺服了主，我们就能够彼此顺服。
Once we submit to the Lord, then we can submit one to another.
我们就能够按照恩高的教训住在主里面。
Then we can abide in Him unto the teaching of the Spirit.
刚才我们弟兄跟我们交通了主在地上的服事，我们所当学习的。
Our brother had earlier shared with us the ministry of our Lord on earth and what we ought to learn.
我们的主复活升天，已经坐在父宝座的右边。
Our Lord has already resurrected and he is and ascended. He is now seated at the right hand of the Father.
但是，我们的主今天他对他的门徒、对他的教会有更大的一个托付。
However, today our Lord, he has an even greater entrustment to his disciples.
因为主说你们要做更大的事。
Because he has told us that we will do greater things than these.
就是要身体连于元首基督，把他的生命在地上更丰满的见证出来。
And that is the body being connected to the source, to the head. We are to manifest his life even more.
江弟兄曾经用一个简单的公式来说明什么是教会。
Brother Kong in the past had given us a very simple formula to tell us and describe what is a church.
我想可能很多弟兄姊妹都已经知道这个公式。
And perhaps many brothers and sisters already know this formula.
但是我当我第一次读到的时候，我觉得哎呀，真是给我一个很大的看见，所以我愿意在这儿再继续交通。
And when I read it, it really was a great revelation for me, so I want to share it again.
我们弟兄说，假设今天地上只有三个基督徒。
Let's say today on earth there are only three Christians.
彼得、雅各和约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
弟兄的公式是。
Our brother's formula is.
教会就是彼得里面的基督减去彼得。
The Christ in Peter minus Peter.
加上雅各里面的基督减去雅各。
Plus the Christ in James minus James.
再加上约翰里面的基督减去约翰。
Plus the Christ in John minus John.
从外面看是彼得、雅各和约翰。
Outwardly you still see Peter, James and John.
实际上他们都受了十字架的对付。
But in reality they have all accepted the dealing of the cross.
把自己除去了。
They have subtracted themselves.
所彰显出来的生命是耶稣基督。
And the life that is revealed is Christ himself.
这就是教会。
This is a church.
实际上这也正是身体住在基督里的一个荣耀的光景。
In reality, this is also the glorious condition of the body living, abiding in Christ.
总而言之，我们弟兄刚才跟我们交通了，从个人的属灵生命的成长上，我们如何需要住在主里面。
Our brother had just previously shared that abiding, is our personal spiritual pursuit.
而且弟兄也提醒我们说，更重要的是，只有住在主里面，基督的身体，也就是教会，能够成熟。
And our brother reminded us that abiding in Him is the only way for His body to mature.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
Until the full measure of the stature of Christ.
以赛亚书六十六章第一节。
In Isaiah 66:1 it says,
耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我选何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？
Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest?
主在地上的时候说。
And when the Lord was on earth, he said.
这是在马太福音八章二十节。
In Matthew 8:20.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
The foxes have holes and the birds have air, have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord, our God.
神已经把他的奥秘向我们显明了。
God has already revealed His mystery to us.
神的奥秘就是基督，基督的奥秘就是教会。
His mystery is Christ. The mystery of Christ is the church.
神所亲自经营建造的教会是神的家。
And the house that He is building is His home.
是主的圣殿。
It is His sacred temple.
是神的灵宫。
It is His spiritual work.
那从天而降的新耶路撒冷是我们主我们神在荣耀里居住的所在。
And so the new Jerusalem that descends from the sky, that is His dwelling place.
住在主里面，刚才弟兄跟我们提到最后的一点是盼望。
And so one of the last points our brother had shared with us is hope.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
在主再来的这个日子即将到来的时候
In the days before His return
让我们靠着主的恩典真的住在主里面
According to His grace, may we truly abide in Him
让我们在圣灵的带领和管制里面我们有这样的学习有这样的追求
In the leading of the Holy Spirit, may we have this learning and may we have this pursuit
我们也可以满有信心的等候和迎接主的再来。
And be full of faith as we wait for His return.
让我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，我们感谢你。哦，真是我们是何等蒙恩的一般人。
Thank you because we are a group of people who have received such grace.
我们可以真是住在主的里面。
And now we can abide in God.
这是您的恩典。
This is your grace.
这是您的怜悯。
And this is your mercy.
主，我们愿意哦，为着一切我们得罪主的，我们悔改在主的面前。
Lord, for all the things that we have offended and wronged you, Lord, we repent.
愿主赐给我们力量，也愿主在我们里边的那圣灵时时的来提醒我们。
May you give us strength and may the Holy Spirit constantly remind us.
让我们常常的来寻求你的命令，寻求你的旨意。
That we would often seek after your command and after your will.
也加添我们的力量，让我们可以照着主的话而行。
Increase our strength so that we may obey your word.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
Lord, we thank you because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因着您的应许，当我们寻求的时候，您就向我们显现。
Through your promise that once we seek you, you will reveal yourself to us.
我们可以在身体里一同来，真是连接于元首耶稣基督。
And as a body, together we can hold fast to the head, our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，你的旨意必定要成就。
We thank you because your will be accomplished.
你的教会必要真是装扮整齐， 真是成为主的心腹。
And your church will be made ready, prepared to be your bride.
哦，主啊，你的心意必得着满足。
Lord, your will be accomplished.
愿主得着一切的荣耀。
May you receive all the glory.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen. Amen.